Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story is taken from the Chassidische Der Herr and is called Miracle at Midnight, as told by Mrs. Batsheva Lester. The story is dedicated to Shem and Shelley. Our third child was born on Chaf Ches Sivan 5773. Although pregnancy and labor were as smooth as could be, our new little bundle of joy was blue and in need of oxygen. The midwife hurriedly took him to get some oxygen, and thankfully, after a few minutes, his normal color returned. We had our cuddles and sent out the text message that everyone dreams of writing, announcing the news that we were once again the proud parents of another boy. We were moved into the postnatal ward, and about 4 hours after birth, the nurse arrived for a routine checkup. She found that his heart rate and breathing were quicker than usual, and the rasping sounds he produced indicated, it showed, an unusual amount of mucus in his system. The nurses grew anxious and took him into a side room to give him more oxygen, and it was then that they figured he possessed some kind of infection. Before I knew it, our baby was whisked away to the high dependency unit, the HDU, where he was attached to a ventilator and various other monitors. Needless to say, the emotional strain was difficult to bear. The situation spiraled rapidly. At first, the doctors increased his oxygen intake, and when that proved insufficient, not enough, he was attached to a more powerful machine. This repeated itself a few times, and throughout the day, he was transferred from one ventilator to the next. It was at this point that we began spreading the word, asking people to daven for our baby's speedy recovery. That night, as I attempted to catch a few hours of much-needed rest, two doctors appeared with grim news. Our baby's situation was drastically deteriorating to the point that he was transferred to the intensive care unit, the ICU, and placed on life support. Going to see him for the first time since the change was heartbreaking. 2 days later, on Erev Shabbos, we sent out a message asking women to daven for Refuah Shlema as they lit the Shabbos candles that evening. We also asked some of our acquaintances, whom we knew didn't regularly light, to do so this week in our baby's merit. That Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and a very good friend of ours, Rabbi Michal Danov, who was a shliach here in Leeds, had gone to New York to be by the Eichel for Gimel Tammuz. He was well aware of our situation and assured us that before Shabbos he would enter the Eichel and ask the Rebbe for a bracha on our behalf. Shabbos had begun and our baby was still on life support. The hospital didn't have any stronger machines, and if the current one, the one he was using now, wouldn't be enough, we would have to be transported by helicopter to a different hospital. At approximately midnight, there was another knock on my door. Seeing my nurse enter the room, I was petrified, as over the past few days, she had never been the bearer of good tidings. Instead of relaying another piece of terrible news, she asked if I would like to go and see the baby. She told me, that they were able to reduce the amount of oxygen our baby was receiving through the machine. Ecstatic, I jumped up at the chance to go and witness our baby's improvement, even though it was just a little improvement, with my very own eyes. From that moment, the situation improved tremendously. By Shabbos morning, the nurses had taken him off life support and were able to use a machine that requires the baby to breathe for himself. And by the end of Shabbos, he was back onto the smallest ventilator with just a little bit of oxygen flow. That evening, we were finally able to hold him for the first time in 2 days. The doctors were amazed and said they had never seen such a quick and steady turnaround before. By Sunday afternoon, our baby was no longer on any machines and the doctors had stopped all medications. In the meantime, we were trying to decide on a name for our baby. Names like Nissim and Baruch came up and we were undecided. This problem was solved soon enough. On Sunday evening, Rabbi Danov's wife paid us a hospital visit. She related that her husband had entered the Eichel on Erev Shabbos at 7 o'clock p.m., and as he had promised, he included in his tzettel a request for a bracha for our baby's complete and speedy recovery. A quick calculation of the time difference between New York and England brought us to the realization that he had been in the aisle at the stroke of midnight here in Leeds, precisely the moment our baby had begun his miraculous recovery. 2 days later, we were in the transitional ward, and another 3 days after that, we were completely discharged from the hospital. Now arrangements for his births were able to take place. After such a miracle, there was no more doubt as to the name we would give our new child. 1 week from that Sunday, a belated bris and sudus haida'a for our precious Menachem Mendel took place.